Come on, have some more tea. Yeah.
No, thanks.
Or some toast, then. You've got to eat something.
No, thank you.
OK, well, why don't you go back to bed?
Because there's no point. I won't sleep, I'll just lie there.
Kathy, you've got to stop beating yourself up. Look, if you're not going to sleep, maybe we should go out, Try taking your mind off it all.
Well, how?
I don't know. Go on the bikes with Jamie? Pick some more blackberries before they're over?
Yeah, well, that's not going to stop me thinking about that poor girl, is it?
No, maybe not. But look, you can't make any rational decisions while you're so strung up and exhausted.
I'm running out of time, Kenton. The more I keep putting it off, the worse it'll be.
A day either way won't make any difference, will it? Come on. Let's take some time out.
Aren't you supposed to be going down to Glebe?
Well, I can call that off. Look, Kathy, please, this is no good for you.
Okay. Okay, you're right. This is hopeless. I can't go on like this.
Hey, look, I didn't know.
Where's that card he gave me? The policeman. He gave me a card with his number. It's there on the side. Pass it here.
Kathy.
Just give it to me, please.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. This is the only way.
Sweetheart.
There. It's done. I don't want to see it ever again.
You sure?
Yes. I can't do it, Kenton. What happened to that girl? Nothing I can say will make any difference. I can't change it. I've still got Jamie to think about, haven't I? I've got to think about me and Jamie.
This came yesterday, and I printed this out from a website.
Mm.
Not much in the price, or anything else, really.
Well, I suppose stackable chairs are stackable chairs.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, really?
Yeah, moulded plastic, tubular, steel, laminated, whatever.
You've become quite an expert.
Oh, I could talk for hours on the subject.
Oh, nothing's ever simple, is it?
Well, take these home for your bedtime reading.
Oh, yeah. Don't leave copies lying around, will you? Certain people around here get to see them.
We'd have a riot on our hands.
I don't know what it is about these pews. Well, I do, I suppose.
No one ever said it was going to be easy.
Oh, well.
One step at a time. We'll keep on with the village survey.
Which might just show how much everyone hates the idea.
I'm sure it won't.
Well, if that is the case, we'll just have to drop it.
Oh, come on. You know we've got plenty of supporters.
Maybe.
I'll arrange a meeting with the diocese. And if we can go along to the next PCC meeting armed with as much information as we can...
We'd have to think about where to store the chairs when they're not being used. And who's going to stack them.
Let's not worry about that now. I'll finish off here if you like.
Oh, I don't mind. I've got an hour or so to kill.
Really?
Well, with Amy gone and Usha at Satya's, your mum's very kindly offered to have me over for lunch.
Oh, yes.
But then I've got the usual visits. I'll pop to the Laurels and then I'm over to Darrington.
Another busy one, then.
Yeah, that's good for me. I feel like I'm suffering from a bad case of empty nest syndrome, to be honest.
Oh.
I mean, it's ridiculous. She's only been gone 5 minutes, but the house feels so empty. Especially now it's the weekend. No music shaking the floorboards. No shoes for me to fall over.
Oh, well, it's a big change.
Yeah, I suppose I'll get used to it.
Did you say you've got some time before lunch?
Yeah. Well, I've got to be at Glebe for one.
OK, well, why don't we pop to the Bull for a quick drink? If you feel like some company.
Fallon, it's just a birthday present.
Oh.
Can't see why you're getting so hung up about it.
Well,
I mean, Ed's not going to throw it back at you, is he? Even if he hates it.
What? You don't think he'll hate it, do you?
No, of course he won't. Just don't quite get why he's so stressed about it, that's all. It's only a toy.
I know.
An unbelievably expensive toy. But still. Unless there's something else you're not telling me.
Isn't it obvious?
Oh. Right. I get it.
I know me and Ed are supposed to be mates, but... Well, it's a lot more than that.
Well, that's great. It's about time. You two have been messing about for ages now.
Kirstie.
No wonder you splashed out so much on this.
Oh,
so how long's it been going on?
Well, that's just it. Nothing is going on. Ed doesn't even know yet.
Oh, you mean...
Yeah, I haven't told him.
What? Why not?
Because I can't. There's just not been the right moment, that's all.
Oh, come on, you've got to say something. You can't keep quiet about something like this.
That's what Mum says.
You told Jolene?
Yeah, she kind of got it out of me. Oh, I've got too much to lose, Kirstie. We're such good mates. I don't want to blow it all by throwing myself all over
him. Oh, you can't go on hiding it either.
Oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know how he feels about me.
And you won't, till you ask.
Mum thinks I should give him the present and see.
Of course you should.
Well, maybe if I do, then he'll...
But his birthday's not till... when?
Friday.
Well, that's nearly a whole week away. Why wait till then? Why don't you tell him now?
Aunt Shula's here. Look, we can leave these and go if you like.
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure? It might be a bit awkward.
I'm okay. I just want everything to get back to normal, all right?
No, it's still fresh as week. Non-stop party time, as far as I can make out. Clubbing every night.
Ah, not missing home, then?
No sign of it yet, no.
Hi, sis.
Well, hello, you two.
Hi. Kenton, Cathy.
Hello.
Yeah, come to join us. Well, actually, we just popped in
Thank
for a quiet
you.
Once.
As long as we're not interrupting.
Of course not. Jamie's still with Daniel?
Yeah.
Yeah, battling it out on the old flat screen.
Well, as long as he keeps them quiet. Hey, Alan, two more subjects for our village survey.
Oh, yeah.
Survey?
The church pews. What about them?
Oh, Kenton, you must have heard.
Should we take out the remaining ones to make more space for non-church functions?
Well, if you like.
Oh, I take it you've no strong views on the subject.
You know him, Sheila. Show him a fence and he'll sit on it.
Guilty as charged.
All right, Cathy, which side are you on? To pew or not to pew?
Oh, not sure. I'm not a churchgoer, am I?
Yeah, but we still like to know how you feel.
Well...
Oh, Cathy's like me. Never commit yourself if you can possibly avoid it.
Oh, well, that's two more don't knows then.
Oh, very helpful.
The old PCC seems a real hotbed of gossip and intrigue these days.
Oh?
Well, this mysterious rumour about the Netherbourne vicar.
Ah, oh yeah.
And moving on, never to be replaced.
Well, it's only a rumour.
How did you hear about that?
Oh, it was someone in the cave, I think. Susan?
Yeah, Steve's definitely moving on, I know that. But as to whether he'll be replaced or not...
Well, it's not guaranteed these days.
No, church is tightening its belt, like a lot of other organisations.
So aren't you worried about getting your P45?
What? It doesn't quite work like that. I've got the freehold of the parish, you see. So basically, as long as I want to stay, they can't really chuck me out.
Oh, that sounds good. I wish I had the freehold of Jack's.
Anyway, Alan's no intention of leaving us. Have you, Alan?
Not the slightest.
Good.
Unless I'm drummed out by angry pew lovers.
Look, there's the phone. Call him now.
And say what?
Oh, for goodness sake, you don't need me to tell you how to arrange a meeting.
It's not that simple. I want to find the right moment. I wish everyone would stop rushing me.
Alan!
Look, this is easy for you and Mum. You're not the ones who are going to look stupid if he turns you down, are you?
All right. Okay, how about this then? Why don't you let me speak to him first?
You?
Yeah, I'll be really careful. I won't give anything away.
What will you say?
Well, I could bring the conversation around to you and him. Don't worry, I won't be obvious.
Oh.
But then I could push him a bit. Drop a few hints.
No.
Just enough to find out how he really feels.
No, thanks. Look, I appreciate the offer, but I think I'm definitely better doing this on my own.
Nah, you vicars have got it made.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely. Don't you think so, Cathy?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, of course they have. Job for life, sitting around the pub all day Sunday.
Hey, hardly. I've got two more services this afternoon.
Yeah.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, Shula lured me in here, taking pity on me in my empty nest.
Sorry?
Amy, she's gone to university?
Been gone a week now.
Oh, Thresher's week.
Yeah. Well, she'll be fine. She's probably having a whale of a time.
Oh, that doesn't stop him missing her. You know what it's like when they're not at home, don't you, Cathy? You feel you've gone deaf.
Yeah, can be a shock to the system.
Yeah, you're not wrong. No, I mean, I'm sure she's okay, but you know how it is. I still feel very protective towards her.
And of course you do.
Well, it's only natural.
I know she thinks she's all grown up and streetwise, but she's still only young. It's a tough world for a girl out on her own.
I'm sure she'll be fine.
No, I know. It's just, you know, when she spent so many of her teenage years around here, moving to a big city, it's a huge change, isn't it? Big bad world and all that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And you've only got to pick up a paper.
Alan.
What?
You're not helping yourself. Amy's a sensible girl. She can look after herself.
Yeah, of course she can. But if she was here now, she'd probably tell you to chill out, Daddy, or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. She'd be right, of course.
Yeah, you've got much more serious things to be worrying about, like refereeing the debate between Mum and Dad about the pews over lunch.
We might be popping over to Glebe later. Mum's cooking for you, is she?
Yes, Jill's very kindly invited me.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, Kathy? Do you mind if I...
Are you okay?
No, not really. I've just got a sudden headache, that's all.
Can I get you some water or something?
No, I'll be fine. I think I just need to go home, if that's okay, Kenton.
You sure you'll be okay, love?
Yeah, I'll be fine. It's just I'm tired. I think I will sleep now.
Oh, good. Do you want me to stick around, though, be here when you wake up?
No, you go to Jill and Phil. I'll be fine.
I'm sorry. Going to the pub was a mistake, wasn't it?
No.
All that stuff about Amy.
Well, it's all perfectly true. He's right to be worried about her, isn't he?
Look, I'll call Mum now and tell her that I'm not going...
really. Well, Jamie's still at the stables. All I need is some peace and quiet, eh?
Oh. Okay, then. I'll give you a call later, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, then.
Bye. Right. Okay. Oh, where's the rest? Okay, then.
Chester Police, CID office. How can I help you?
Can I speak to Detective Sergeant Collins, please?
Who's calling?
My name's Kathy Perks. Can you tell him it's very important? I want to report a rape.
Yeah. She took her time. Thought she'd need some help, but...
Everything fine?
Yeah. You can see, no problems.
Davy?
Oh, can you hand me the iodine?
Oh, there you go.
All right.
This came in the post this morning.
Yeah?
It's from the hospital. I've got me appointment.
Oh, yeah?
For next Thursday. Sooner than I thought.
Hold on.
With the plastic surgeon.
See?
Not bad, eh? It's great they're not keeping us hanging around.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it's daft that I'm nervous? I mean, I know it's good news. It's just, after talking about it for so long, now it's really happening.
Well, it's only your first appointment.
Yeah, but...
Just to talk through the different options, isn't it?
Well...
We won't actually do anything.
No, but we'll be meeting the surgeon. And I think he'll probably examine me.
Right. Well, step in the right direction, then.
I've still got loads of questions. I still want to know more about recovery time and...
Oh, Ruth, you know Bert's over at Fawcett Magna today?
Yeah.
Thought I'd nip over and see how the match is going.
Oh, okay.
When I'm through here. You know, I can't stay long, but it'd be nice to be supportive.
Yeah.
Hopefully, see him grab a few more points off Jimmy.
David, you will keep next Thursday clear, won't you?
Really?
Of course. I want you to come with me.
Mm. Well, it sort of depends on, you know, what's going on here, doesn't it?
Well, I'll give you a chance to ask any questions too, that's all. Go over anything that's bothering you.
Mm.
I don't particularly want to go on my own. Look, we can sort out anything that needs to be done here.
Yeah. Yeah, okay then.
Come on, love. Might as well sit down.
It's just this place.
I don't know. I think it's pretty cosy.
God, I hope I can go through with this, Kent.
Yes, you can.
I felt sick as soon as I came in.
You'll be fine.
Oh, I don't know.
Kathy, sweetheart, you're just here as a witness. You're helping them.
Yes, but...
And helping to get back at him.
I am doing the right thing, aren't I?
Yes, you know you are. I wish I could come in with you.
Mrs. Perks.
Oh.
You can do it. Just tell them the truth.
Yes.
Morning. Thanks for coming in.
That's okay.
Are you all set?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Good. So, would you like to come on through?
Okay.
This way.
See you later.
Yeah. Kathy, I'll be just out here. All we're here for is to try and establish the facts as you remember them, so take your time and don't feel pressured in any way.
All right.
Now, before we start, I do need to ask you this. Are you willing to make a formal complaint of rape against Gareth Taylor, also known as Owen King?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Right. So...
Oh, please, can you just tell me? I have to know.
Yes?
Has he done it again? Has he raped somebody else?
I'm afraid I can't really discuss that. It might be seen as influencing what you're about to tell me.
Oh.
What I can say is that we are investigating other alleged offences.
Yeah. Yeah, I see.
So, let's start at the beginning, shall we? How did you first come to meet the man you knew as Owen King?
Oh, the last thing.
Hey, Bert.
Ah, David, just in time.
Yeah?
Here, hold the end of this tape measure.
Oh, okay.
The mud's got on it.
Ah. So, checking the furrows are nice and parallel.
Ah, that's right. Ah, spot on, down to the last half inch.
Yeah, there's a lot of clay in there.
Ooh, yeah, claggy ground. I reckon we got the stickiest end in all.
Yeah?
But she's doing well, she's coping with it.
So, you reckon we're on track to finish in time?
Well, tot's wood. Still 3/4 of an hour to go.
There's Jimmy Prentice.
Chugging away on that blasted fort.
Can't see how he's doing from here.
Ooh, can't worry about that now. I've got my own plot to finish.
It wasn't until the Christmas show rehearsals that things really started to change.
And how did things change?
Well, I already had a part, and one of the cast dropped out. They were desperate for a replacement, so I suggested Owen.
For any particular reason?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose he was a loner.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it would be good for him to get out and meet other people. Bring him out of his shell. That's how it all started.
In your own time, Cathy?
Well... There were rehearsals 2 or 3 times a week, and we were often in the same scenes together.
Right.
I tried to help him with his lines, built his confidence a bit. I didn't realise it at the time, but looking back now, I mean, I can see he was starting to, I don't know, get emotionally involved, make assumptions. If I was late or let him down, he'd get really edgy. I know I should have spotted the signs, but there was a lot going on in my life at the time. Things weren't great between me and Kenton.
Kenton Archer was living with you at the time?
More or less.
Right.
His daughter Mariel was over here staying with us. We had a few arguments about... Well, about the way he looked after Mariel and Jamie. Just petty stuff. I was pretty fed up, I suppose. As Owen was around, I... confided in him, only once or twice, of course, but then Kenton took Mariel back to New Zealand and announced that he was staying over there for Christmas. So by then, I was feeling really low.
Hmm. And how would you describe your relationship with Taylor, Owen, at this stage?
Well, we were closer than we'd been, but still only friends. I mean, there was nothing else between us, nothing at all.
Were you having a physical relationship with Owen prior to the alleged rape?
No.
Right. Can you describe the events that led up to the alleged rape?
It was the Thursday evening before Christmas. There was another rehearsal. I was feeling quite upset before it began because I'd just had an email from Kenton. Then the rehearsal went badly and I kept messing things up. And then I got shouted at by Linda.
Linda?
The director. And by the end of it all, I was in tears. I stayed behind, and he stayed with me, just the two of us.
Right.
I had cried, and he was sympathetic. He said all these things about how he understood me, how I was right to be upset, and then that I was... wonderful and beautiful, and as I realised, I said no, that was wrong, and that he mustn't say things like that. And then he... Oh, I'm sorry.
Kathy, would you like to stop and have a break? My colleague can get you some tea or coffee.
No. I'm all right, Al. I'm okay.
Okay.
He held me. Hugged me. I tried to move away, but he started to kiss me. I told him again. I told him, no, I didn't want this. But he kept on. And I kept saying, no, stop. Don't. Oh, he was too strong and he wouldn't let me go. That's when he did it. That's when he raped me.
Hi, Bert. How'd you get on?
Oh, hello, Ruth. I come second.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well done.
Beat Jimmy Prentice again as well. That's the main thing.
Great.
Notched up a few more points, at any rate.
You'll catch him up yet.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I can see you getting your name on that South Borsetshire Cup.
Oh, still a long way to go. Might make him a bit less cocky, though.
Have you seen David anywhere?
Yeah, he was here a minute ago. Oh, he went off to have a word with Adrian from Penny Acid.
Oh, right.
Guess what all the dairy farmers are on about.
Blue tongue?
Yeah, got it in one.
Yeah, we could have done without that, as if we haven't got enough to worry about with foot and mouth.
Well, it's no big surprise, though, is it? They've had it on the continent long enough.
I know, but we've been hoping the North Sea might be a barrier.
Well, it only takes a couple of them midges being blown across.
Yeah.
Just have to hope it turns out to be a one-off case.
And that we get a nice cold winter.
Yeah, kill off all the midges and we'll be back to normal.
Hasn't dampened the atmosphere here, though, has it? Everyone's in high spirits.
Ooh, yeah, there's been a lot of entries. Most they've ever had, so the secretary's been saying.
That's great.
And having the rain last night, well, made it a bit more interesting.
It does look a bit sticky.
It's heavy land, and let's just say it sorted out the men from the boys.
You wouldn't be thinking of a certain Mr. Prentice by any chance.
I don't reckon it's quite what he expected. Funny that.
Well done, Bert. Sounds like you made the most of the conditions.
Well, like I said, there's a long way to go yet.
I'm sorry I didn't get to see you in action. I did try, honestly.
Oh, don't worry about that.
I had to get those three cows inseminated. Took a bit longer than I thought.
Ah, now I saw you'd kept them back. Nice couple of milkers.
Yeah, the best. That's why I wanted to try them with the Brown Swiss.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Looks like we won't be able to move the bull onto the farm just yet. At least this way we should get a few crossbreds to try out.
Well, let's hope you get a nice couple of heifer calves, then.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Though knowing the look of farmers at the moment, we'll probably end up with a load of bulls.
On the morning of the 26th of December, I described the whole incident to my ex-husband, Mr. Sidney Perks.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Okay. And if you're quite happy with the rest?
Yeah. It's all there. It's how it happened.
Good. So, thank you again for your help. You've given us a very thorough statement. I know it can't have been easy. We have some numbers for agencies that can help you deal with what you've been through. If you need any other support, give me a call.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we need for now. Will you be all right getting home?
Yes, Kenton's waiting for me. What happens next?
We'll be talking to other witnesses, and if Taylor's charged, we'll let you know.
Hey, love, how was it?
Oh.
You all done?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get you out of here. Come on, let's get home. Oh, you were in there a long time.
Oh, Kenton.
Hey, it's okay.
It was so awful. Hey, I had to go through it all. Everything. Every little detail.
Well, it's all over now.
It was horrible. It was like being right back there. Going through it all over again.
But love, you did really well. You did the right thing. It's all going to be okay.
Hello?
Fallon, it's me. Where are you?
Why, what do you want?
Well, no need to be so defensive. I'm only asking.
Borchester.
Ah, I thought as much. Well, in that case, I've got one or two things you can pick up for me.
No, Caden, I'm not going to have time.
But you don't even know what I want yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, it doesn't matter. I'm meeting Ed.
Oh. Oh.
What's that supposed to mean?
Huh? Well, nothing. Are you, doing anything nice?
I don't know. Maybe we'll hire a boat and go out on the river.
Okay. Well, that's a nice way to spend the afternoon. Hope it stays fun for you.
Sid, why are you being weird?
I'm not. It's just that... Well, Jolene did mention that...
Quick! What's she been telling you?
Just that you got Ed a really nice birthday present. I thought you might be giving it to him now, that's all.
Why? When his birthday's not until Friday. Oh, he's coming. Look, I've got to go.
Yeah, right.
And tell Mum I'll see her later, all right? Bye.
Yeah, bye. Yeah. Okay, okay.
Sid.
Oh, Kathy. I wasn't expecting you, was I?
No. Do you mind if I come in?
No, of course not.
Thanks.
Is everything all right?
Sid, something awful's happened.
What? Jamie's not...
No, nothing like that. It's Owen. He's done it again. He's raped somebody else.
Kathy.
At least I'm pretty certain that's what's happened.
But when? Who?
In Bournemouth.
What?
Well, the police traced him to Lower Loxley. And they interviewed me yesterday.
Oh, no. Oh, you poor thing.
They won't tell me exactly what's happened. Just that some girl's been assaulted. But if...
A girl?
It's not hard to work it out.
No. Oh, my.
And, Owen's not even his real name. He's called Gareth Taylor. And that is about as much as they'll tell me.
So, what did they ask you? What did you say?
Well, I told them everything. Told them what he did to me.
Oh, Kathy. Oh, Lord, I wish I'd known sooner.
Oh, I didn't want to get you involved.
Well, I wouldn't have minded that. I might have been able to help. Do something.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It may be that you're involved anyway.
It's not too pretentious for you, is it?
Nah, Mr. Sheik, that's me. I fit right in, don't I? It's a nice view of the river.
Yeah. Thought it'd make a change.
Cheers, then.
Cheers. So, how was work this morning?
Well, that was all right, you know. Only Mike was busy texting his new girlfriend.
Oh, is that still on?
Yeah, sure is.
With,
The lovely Wendy. Oh. Yeah, she's taking him out to the theatre this week.
Oh, so they've moved on from the pub then.
Oh, yeah, Mike's going up in the world.
Sounds like it.
He'll be off to the opera next. And between us, I reckon Wendy's a little bit out of his league.
Why?
Well, from what I can make out, she reads a lot of books and stuff.
What's wrong with that?
Well... Nothing, just got a bit of feeling Mike's finding it a bit hard to keep up, you know?
Oh, poor Mike.
Yeah, exactly. And now he's got to sit through the theatre. Men in tights prancing around on stage, can't see it myself.
Just because there's no car chases.
Well, if Mike's up for it, good luck to him.
Oh, I hope it works out for him, I really do.
Yeah, he's a nice bloke, Mike.
Well, it's great when you see two people who really click, don't you think?
Yeah, I suppose.
I think it is, anyway. I mean, it's not like it happens all the time. Maybe only once or twice, if you're lucky.
How much have you had to drink?
Oh, shut up. You know what I mean. Some people never get it at all. Do you think that's sad?
Yeah, I guess so.
So when it does happen, I mean, if... Well, I think, well, I think it's really important that
you... Yeah, well, look at this. Oh, you're right, Jazz.
What?
Nice place. I think they'll throw me up for not wearing a tiara.
You're late, mate.
What?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. I've been up at 3 this morning.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, so what are you doing here, Jazz?
Well, I said we'd be here if you felt like joining us.
Oh.
Well, I just happened to have a windy in my diary this afternoon.
Great.
Yeah, great.
Though, I do have some minor business to attend to.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you remember Katrina?
No,
you've no had the pleasure. I last see I met in the club the other night. She's for Kiev.
Oh, yeah?
Aye. Think blonde Russian gymnast. I was well in there. She had to see a pal, hey? So I'm trying to sort out a replay.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah, it would be, but she's playing hard to get. So I need to do some canny text messaging.
Ah, well, you've come to the right man then, haven't you?
Well, that's what I thought.
Actually, Jazza, me and Ed, we thought we'd hire a boat and go out on the river.
All right.
Yeah, can you swim?
Well, I'm not sure how long we'll be, and if you've got stuff to do later...
Oh, no, ship's captain, that's me.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yo, ho, ho, and a few bottles of beer.
Of course, he asked me why I didn't go straight to the police.
What did you say?
Told them the truth.
And did they listen?
I think so. When I explained the state I was in, that I had to think of Jamie. Oh. And what with no witnesses and throwing away my clothes.
What did they say to that?
Not much. They don't really comment. But then I had to tell them what happened on Boxing Day. That you come round and I told you.
Yes, I see that.
I hope you don't mind.
Mind? Oh, Kathy, I'm so glad you've done it. The truth's come out at last.
Yes, but the trouble is that the police know that you're the first person I told. So they may want to interview you as well.
Right.
So I thought I'd better warn you.
Yes, thanks for that.
I really am sorry to drag you into all this again.
Oh, Kathy, please.
But I...
Don't worry about that. Really, you mustn't.
But what happened after, when you went round to see Owen?
Yeah.
I know you hit him. And if the police find out...
Well, maybe there are one or two things...
If Owen's charged, he's bound to tell them, isn't he? So... Maybe you need to think about exactly what you're going to say.
Out for starboard?
No, left!
Starboard, that's right, you idiot!
It's meant to be captain here.
Mind out! Oh,
okay.
Well, that's another duck you've killed, Jazza.
But not and keep rowing.
Aye, aye, Captain!
Jazza, it might help if you didn't try and navigate and text at the same time.
Oh, it's no problem. Depends on we horn paper, no?
So, what lies are you telling her now?
Lies? Nothing. She'll not come out unless she's got a pal with her.
Oh, is she another blonde gymnast?
Well, no, I'll be honest. I was a bit wasted at the time.
Oh, you mean you didn't get a proper look at her then?
Katrina, aye, but, well, the mate knows so much.
Yeah.
We've been mates since kindergarten. Like twins, joined at the hip. You know, peas in a pod.
Oh, two for the price of one then, eh?
Yeah, and a perfect one, hope. Yeah, see what she makes of that.
Hey, Ed, I've been wondering, what about your birthday plans?
Birthday plans?
Oh, come on, you can't put it off forever. Not if you want to organise something for Friday.
A few bevvies, eh?
Well, yeah, I'm up for that.
No, why don't you do something different this year?
Well, I might, actually. I thought after work I might go grape picking.
Grape picking?
Yeah, over at Lower Loxley. If you help out, you get a free case of wine.
Oh.
Sounds like a fair deal.
Yeah, I thought it might be a laugh.
So, what are you doing before that?
Well, like I said, I'm working.
On your birthday? Can't you get some time off?
No, not on Friday. Oliver's after this cheese festival with Helen.
Oh. According to Oliver, they've got 150 different kinds of cheese.
Oh, fascinating.
Where I come from, there's only two kinds. Ordinary or deep fried.
Oh, that sounds grim.
Scottish cuisine, pal. If it's edible, you can deep fry it. Ah, Katrina for Kiev.
Well, that was quick.
That's because she can't wait. Aye, we're on. Next Tuesday. You up for it?
Me?
Aye, you come along, we'll make up a foursome.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, come on, you've got it. I've already promised Katrina.
What?
Oh, thanks, mate.
She'll not come out unless you look after her pal. Oh, come on, you can't let me down.
Yeah, okay then.
What about, I thought we agreed.
Agreed what?
Free and single, remember? But, Jazza, sit down!
I'm only open a mate, aren't I?
Hey, that's a duty, not a pleasure. Hey, see the pub with the bridge?
Oh, yeah.
We've got a pool table. You fancy a quick game?
Yeah, why not?
No, you can drop me off here. I think I'll go home.
So?
Yep. You were right. That was Detective Sergeant Collins. He wants me to go in and make a statement. Tomorrow afternoon.
That soon?
Well, that's good, isn't it? Shows they're taking it seriously and getting a move on.
I hope so.
So I said, yep, no problem.
And you're sure you're okay with it?
Yep, Cathy. I'm happy to help. I'll tell them whatever they want to know.
Everything?
The truth. What you said to me when I came round on Boxing Day. And exactly what happened after, between me and Owen. Best to be straight with them from the start.
I think so. Oh, I'm sorry.
It'll be fine, Cathy. I only hit him the once. And when I think of what he'd done to you, well...
I hope the police see it that way. I don't want to make trouble for you.
I'm not ashamed of what I did. I've nothing to hide. I only wish I'd hit him harder.
Sid.
No, really. That's my only regret. Should really give me something to think about. Could have stopped all his messing around.
Oh, don't say that to the police, will you?
Okay, okay. But they probably think that I'd done him a favour.
Well...
And I'll tell them why I hit him. That the lying scumbag said you were asking for it. If that's not provocation, I don't know what is.
Steady, just think about it, Sid. Really... Mind what you say.
Yes, I will, but... We've been waiting a long time for this, Cathy. To get back at him for what he did to you.
I know, but we don't want to give him any ammunition against me.
No, we won't. Look, trust me. This time we'll stop him. We'll make sure he never has the chance to do anything like this again.
Well, in the end, I left it to Alice. She wanted to go to this new place in Felpersham.
Oh, is it a gay club?
No, but the bar's not too expensive, and that's what counts.
Especially where Alice is concerned.
Yeah, she's still saving like a demon.
Well, if she does want some help, she knows she's only got to ask.
Mum?
Yes, yes, I know. I'm proud of her being independent. I am.
I know.
I just wish it wasn't like this. That's all.
Anyway, this place is great for a joint birthday bash. She's already texting all her friends.
You know, I can't believe it. This time last year, we were organising her 18th.
Which was a nightmare.
It wasn't so bad. When I think how much has happened since then.
I know. Bizarre, isn't it?
Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Any coffee, gang?
Yes. Help yourself.
Is Rory all right at school?
Well, a bit clingy again when I left him.
I'll give it more time. He'll get over it.
I hope so.
How are birthday plans coming along, Anna?
We were just talking about that, actually. He and Alice are going to a club in Felpersham.
I see. So I'm guessing we're not invited.
Oh, for goodness sake, Brian. Would you really want to be stuck in a noisy club with a load of teenagers?
All right. How are you getting on with the barley, Adam?
Okay. Yeah, I'm a bit behind. I'm getting back out there now.
Oh, fine.
I'll see you later then, darling.
Yeah. See you, Mum.
Thank you for coming to talk to us, Mr. Perks.
Ah, my pleasure. If I can help put Owen King away.
Well...
Or Taylor, or whatever he's calling himself.
Whatever your feelings about this case, we need to keep to the facts.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I understand.
So, can you tell me how you came to hear about the alleged incident between your ex-wife and Mr. Taylor?
Well, from Cathy. I was the first person she told.
And when was this?
Boxing Day morning, 2 or 3 days after it happened.
And how was Cathy when she spoke to you?
In a terrible state. Still in a dressing gown. Place was a mess, hardly any decorations. She said she had a dose of flu. Well, that was her excuse, anyway.
Her excuse?
Yeah, for not getting Jamie his bike for Christmas. But that wasn't the real trouble, of course. And as soon as I... Well, when I got a bit cross with her...
A cross?
Upset. For Jamie, you know? You see... I thought it was all to do with Kenton.
but then she broke down in tears. Told me the real reason.
Which was?
Well, that she'd been attacked. That she'd been raped.
And did you believe she was telling the truth?
Of course. And you had to take one look at it to see it was true. And why should she lie about a thing like that?
Well, you said you were angry with her.
Like I said, that was just a misunderstanding over Jamie, that's all.
But you never doubted her version of events.
Why should I? I know Kathy, she wouldn't make up something like that. It wouldn't have occurred to me not to believe her.
What sort of relationship did you have with Kathy at the time?
Well, friends, I suppose. We'd been divorced a few years, but I was remarried. There was no bad feeling between us. I mean, we got on fine.
Okay.
But no more than that. I mean, I care about Kathy, but there was no more to it than that.
I understand, Mr. Perks.
Anyway, Owen more or less admitted the whole thing to me himself.
Are you saying you spoke to Mr. Taylor after your conversation with Kathy?
Well, yes. Yes, I did.
Wendy!
Hello? Are you busy?
Yeah, I'm in the dairy. Not too busy to talk to you.
Good. It's about the arrangements for tonight.
Are you still on?
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
So, shall we meet at the theatre?
Yeah. What time does the play start?
7:30. Shall we meet there half an hour early and have a drink first?
Yeah, sounds good to me. And, what's this play actually called?
The Cherry Orchard.
Oh, well, that sounds all right.
Yeah, Chekhov. He wrote it as a comedy.
Oh, sounds great. Right up my street. Not too much of this to be or not to be stuff.
Well,
no blood and dead bodies all over the stage,
eh? No. Nothing like that. Okay, well, I'll see you later then.
Of course he denied it. At first, he said nothing happened at all. But when I kept on at him, he got rattled. Then all of a sudden, he changes his tune. Says, okay, so prove it.
Were those his exact words?
Well, I can't remember what he said exactly.
It might be helpful if you could.
Sorry. It's just a long time ago. It was quite a heated discussion.
I see.
But that was definitely the gist of it. That Kathy couldn't prove anything against him. For me, that was as good as an admission.
Is there anything else you can remember about this conversation?
Well, after that, I suggested to him, I advised him that his best course of action would be to pack his bags and leave the area.
Did you threaten him?
Threaten? No. Not in so many words.
Can you clarify that for me, Mr. Perks?
Look, he just raped my ex-wife. Do you think I was going to say, ta-da, be a good lad, and don't do it again?
So what did you say?
That if he knew what was good for him, he wouldn't stick around. And then we didn't want people like him in the village.
And how did he react to that?
Well, he took the hint. Said he'd get out, take his stuff and go.
And was that the end of the conversation?
Yeah. Well, no. As I was about to leave, he said that he didn't have to rape Kathy, and that she was asking for it. Well, for me, that was the last straw. Something snapped, so I hit him.
You hit Taylor?
Only once. Not enough to do him any serious injury.
Did he defend himself?
No. Look, well, I know I shouldn't have, but I was provoked. Anyone would have done the same. He deserved it, didn't he? He had it coming.
More tea, darling.
Great, thanks.
Don't know how much longer you're carrying on.
As long as I can. I'll use the lights.
Just don't overdo it.
You can talk.
Oh, well, I'm fine. I'm just going in to give Rory his bath now.
Mum? Is everything okay?
Oh, well, I suppose so. I just wish I hadn't snapped at Brian over Alice's birthday.
Yeah, well...
I know he's desperate for some kind of reconciliation before she goes away.
I can't see that happening.
Me neither. Oh, if they could just reach some kind of a compromise, things would be so much easier.
You can't take it all on your shoulders.
No, really, I should be spending more time with her before she goes, but I can't. Not with her job and with Rory and things between her and Brian the way they are.
Mum, you've got enough to deal with. Don't let this thing between her and Brian run you into the ground. You need a break.
Well, I've just had one.
No, you've just been to South Africa, where you probably spent all your time running around after Kate and Lucas and Sipo.
Perhaps.
Maybe you should think about getting away for a few days. I really think you need some downtime.
So, what do you think of the play?
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Yeah, a good production, isn't it?
Mm.
You really get a sense of the old Russia in the melting pot.
Yeah. Though, there is one thing I didn't quite get.
Oh?
Well, one or two things, but you said something about it being a comedy.
Oh, well, Chekhov always claimed you wrote it as a farce.
Well, I don't know if it's just me who's missing the joke.
No. There's always been a big debate about that. A lot of people see it as more of a tragedy.
Oh, well, yeah, well... That makes more sense.
You think so?
Well, I mean, I can't see why that woman...
Madame Ranevsky.
Yeah. I mean, well, she didn't stop dithering and sell the blimmin' orchard.
Really?
Well, I mean, if it's been in the family all them generations, chances are it'll be diseased anyway.
Oh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, cherries are prunus. Rot, fungus, you name it. Nah, because more I'd grub it up and plant a new one somewhere else.
Yeah, well, you're probably right.
Instead of hanging around all day talking about it.
Well, wait and see.
Eh?
Well, you don't know how it ends yet. There are still two acts left to go.
Oh. So...
Oh, Mike, this is just the interval.
Yeah, of course. I wasn't sure how much longer...
You've had enough. We can always skip the rest and go somewhere else.
No, I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah, we got this far. Don't want to miss the end. I mean, who knows? We might cheer up by then. Working late?
Yeah. But that's it for tonight, though. I'm through.
Well, Adam, just hang on a moment. This joint party you're planning with Alice.
Yeah?
Well, it's her birthday. She'll be off soon. We shan't see her for months. I mean, can't you suggest she does something with all of us, as a family?
You know I can't push Alice into doing anything she doesn't want to. And as for Mum, if anyone needs to be making more of an effort for her, I'm sorry, but it's you.
What's that supposed to mean?
I know it's all very sad for you, but Mum's the one who's not spending time with her daughter because she's busy looking after your son.
That's not quite the case.
Brian, think about Mum. She really needs a break from all this.
What do you mean, another holiday?
Yes.
Well, that's a lot easier said than done.
No, it isn't. I'll look after the farm.
And what about Rory?
I'll look after him too. He can stay with us at Honeysuckle.
With you?
Yes, why not?
Well... Because...
He'll be fine. He knows the place. We've had him there before.
But what about school?
Oh, we'd sort that out. It's all perfectly feasible. Unless there's something else that's bothering you.
I'm not sure. I really don't think it would work.
Okay.
It's just not practical.
Oh, please. I'm too tired for all this now. We both know what the real problem is here.
What?
Mum should be your priority. But if you can't admit what's really bothering you, fine. Let's just drop it, shall we?
Lager Shandy.
Hi.
The table outside. The big guy's having a Lager Shandy.
What?
The bull guy with a beard. You did him a straight pint.
Oh, isn't that what he...
No, two bitters, a G&T and a Lager Shandy.
But...
Oh, let's not quibble about it, I said. Give the man what he asked for.
I'm sure they said.
Well, they didn't. I remember them ordering.
Okay.
And of course he made out like it was all my fault. Still got your L plates on, love.
Oh.
I'm having a bad enough day as it is. I don't need any more aggravation.
It's coming, it's coming.
I'll take it out for you, love.
No, no, it's okay.
I'll take it. I'm the one who messed it up. So.
Second time this afternoon.
Yeah.
One bottle of rosé that nobody wants.
So Fallon's not the only one who's having a bad day.
Lucky one of us is on the ball.
Yes. But I've got other things on my mind.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'll try not to make any more mistakes. And you can have some peanuts on the house.
So
what's up with him today?
Oh, he just got out the wrong side of the bed.
Sorry, I could have just done without it.
Well, what's eating you then? You're not still brooding over Tuesday.
No. Well,
oh, try and put it behind you, love.
I've tried. I could still kill Jazzer, though.
Yeah.
So much for my big romantic moment on the river. I should have shoved him off that boat and left him to drown.
I know it didn't quite work out for you, love.
Blooming Russian gymnast.
But you can't let it stop you.
Oh, don't you worry. I'm not giving up yet.
That's it. That's my girl.
So what if Ed's got a double date with a couple of dipsy blonde airheads?
Come on. You're a match for them any day.
I'll have to be. I've got to get to him first.
Well, it's his birthday tomorrow.
Yeah. Plan B.
So you're going to give him that present?
Oh, yes.
Good.
It's finding the right moment, though. That's the trouble.
Well, what's he doing tomorrow night?
Pubbing with his mates.
Oh.
I tried to talk him out a bit, but with Jazza there. Anyway, so I'll have to find another time. Tomorrow afternoon, he's grape picking at Lowell Oxley.
On his birthday?
After work. That's the plan.
So what are you going to do then?
Well, I can't take the present over there. I need to get him on his own. Get him back here if I can. And then hope we don't have any more interruptions.
So when she left the village, she was pregnant. There's a bit of gossip at the time, but...
Oh, don't tell me. It was the vicar.
Callum, you wouldn't be mocking me, would you?
Oh, heaven forbid. Carry on.
So then a few months ago, one of my neighbours... Well, he must be one of the richest men in the village. 1,000 acres, big house with a pool, his own lake.
So quite the village squire, then?
Well, almost. Actually, we know them quite well. You remember Christopher's ex? The one he went skiing with?
With the fancy name?
Yeah. Yeah, Venetia. Well, the man I'm talking about, his daughter is Venetia's best friend.
Oh, so almost part of the family.
Well, not quite, no. Anyway, a few months ago, he walks into the shop with his little boy, about 4 years old. And guess what?
No.
Yeah. Actually, it's quite a sad story. His mum died and she wanted, well, this man, the real dad, to look after him.
And what did the wife have to say about that?
Well, that's the thing. She said, okay, she'd do it. She didn't want to lose him, I suppose.
Well, I'm shocked.
No, you're not.
I am. The world you live in makes my life seem devoid of excitement by comparison.
I doubt it.
At least you think my condo's full of rich playboys and their love children.
I thought you'd be interested.
I am.
You're always asking me about where I live.
Yeah? The more I hear about it...
The more bored you get?
Not at all. It's obviously the place where it's all happening.
Oh, it's not so exciting, really.
So how about the weekend?
What?
Our next date. I'll come round to you and... Check out your local. Then maybe I can get to meet some of these weird and interesting people for myself.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Why not? You don't think I'm too weird for them, do you?
No, no. It's just, oh, trust me, you wouldn't enjoy it. It's pretty dead there, really.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone's in bed by 10 o'clock. That's why I come out. Talk to some conscious people for a change. Oh, sorry. Do you mind if I...
No, feel free.
I better take this one. I'll be back in a minute.
I'd say it's about to start tipping there.
I don't know.
Well, just look at that sky.
Well, I might still go up there and give it a shot.
Yeah, but there's no big rush, is there?
You know how much drilling there's still to do?
Yeah. I mean, our here or there. It's going to make such a difference. It's almost lunchtime anyway.
So?
Well, take some time out while you can. Jenny will find you something to eat.
No, I'll grab myself a sandwich.
Well, all right, why not go to the pub? Treat yourself.
Treat myself?
There's no reason why not. You've worked hard this morning.
Thanks, Brian, but I'm fine.
Well, the offer's there.
As soon as I go, it'll probably dry up again.
Okay, well, if it does, I'll take the drill out and do a couple of hours myself.
You?
I don't mind. I'd quite like a change. Well, not much else on this afternoon.
Brian,
And if it stays wet, I might even come and join you. Well, it'd be good for us to have a chance of talk away from the farm.
About?
I don't know, just talk.
Brian, what is this?
That's what?
Encouraging me to take time off, suggesting cosy visits to the pub in the middle of the day.
It was just a thought. If you don't want to, that's fine.
Nothing else? Nothing you want to get off your chest?
Well, oh, here comes that rain. Well, I think that settles it. You can't work in this.
Okay, okay.
So?
I'll wait till it dries up again. I'm going home.
I told you, it's just a tummy upset. Look, if you won't eat that, just try them with some fish fingers. No, not the biscuits. Listen, Will, this is a really bad time. I'm just having lunch. Okay, okay, well, just tell him from me. Well, tell George if he doesn't do as he's told.
Emma. Oh, God, sorry.
No, wait. Okay, then, yeah, you just sort it and I'll call you back later. Yeah, thanks. Let me know how it goes. Bye now. Sorry about that.
No, it's my fault for listening to private calls.
Yeah, I've asked him not to call me over lunch.
So, who's this George, then?
Oh, yeah, he's,
in big trouble, by the sounds of things.
Oh, no, he's just... Well, he helps out with the holiday, does odd jobs and stuff.
Sounds like you keep him well in line.
Well, I try to.
Fair enough. Honestly, all these mysterious men in your life...
No, it's not like that. Mm.
Looks like I'm going to be kept on my toes.
What?
Here. Well, I might have some serious competition.
There you go, Brian.
Ah, thanks.
You come to join Adam?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's at the Playmans.
Right.
Rained off his drilling, he said.
Yes, a nuisance. Can't afford to slip any further behind.
Well, let's hope it clears up then.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Mind your back.
Oh, right, there's your change.
Oh, thanks. Maybe I'll go through and join him.
Should you go there, Sid?
More bit of lemon.
Well, I asked for tonics.
What? Oh, yes. Very funny. Sorry, I'm not in the mood, I'm afraid.
Sid, I don't know why you're giving yourself such a hard time over this.
I can't help it. I keep going over the things I said in that statement.
Okay, come on.
Huh?
Come on through a minute. We need to sort this out. I know you want to help, Kathy, and that's understandable.
But I didn't help, though, did I?
You were honest. You told them the truth. But it's done now. You've got to let it go.
You don't know these police interviews.
Oh, I'm sure they put you on the spot.
You say something perfectly simple, and it comes out like you're the villain.
Are you sure you're not being paranoid?
You weren't there. I must have put my foot in it half a dozen times.
Well, I still don't see how.
For starters, they know how wound up I was when I went round to Cathy's that day.
So?
So? What if they think Cathy made up the old story as an excuse to get me off her back over Jamie?
That's just daft.
It's coppers. Well, take anything you say, put a spin on it, and turn it into something else. The way he kept on about how things were between me and Cathy.
But you told him there was nothing in it.
Yes, of course, I did. But as far as he's concerned, Owen attacks her, and the next day, I'm round at his, smashing his head in. Like some kind of jealous boyfriend.
Oh, come on, you hardly touched him.
And you should have seen the copper's face. It's not going to sound good in court, Jolene.
Oh, people will understand.
Will they? I made that statement to try and help Cathy out. And what if it's just gone and made things worse for her?
See? Not such a bad idea after all, is it?
No.
Will Ian be joining you later?
No, he's working. They've got a function on.
Right, yeah. Yeah, rain doesn't make any difference to him, does it?
Not really. Actually, it's looking a bit brighter out there, so...
Adam, before you rush off again... about this idea of yours taking Jenny away for a break...
Yes?
I've been thinking, and
I mean, yes, you're absolutely right. She does need it. Deserves it. And be good for both of us.
Okay, so...
Well, maybe a long weekend. A city break, so somewhere in Europe. If you're happy to mind the shop for a few days.
Of course.
And I'm very grateful to you and Ian for your offer to look after Rory.
But
there's a much simpler solution.
Huh?
Don't know why I didn't think of it before. Rory can go and stay with his grandmother.
Bridget?
Yes, it's the obvious answer. She's not seen him for ages. I'm sure she'd love to have him. And he'd be thrilled to see her.
So that's your simpler solution?
Yes.
Fine. Yes, okay, you do whatever you want.
But can't you see?
If that's the only way you can handle it, you go ahead.
What do you mean, the only way?
Oh, please. Ian and I are just across the green, and you want to pack him off all the way to Dublin?
To see Bridget.
Come on, you know it's not about that.
I don't understand you, Adam. What's the big problem? Why shouldn't he stay with his grandmother?
You've really worked hard. Made yourself believe it all, haven't you?
What do you mean?
If you want to lie to yourself, fine. But don't expect me to play along. Just don't insult my intelligence, Brian.
A slope above Badger's Bank. It's dry, south-facing.
Dream on.
Make a nice little vineyard. Chateau Brookfield.
Yeah, right.
Well, I could get used to this.
We'd starve. Nigel's just lucky if he breaks even.
Well, with a cellar full of wine. Who cares? Oh, my... wasp.
Oh, we better pick slower. We left the kids way behind.
Oh, they're fine. Have a great time.
I wouldn't mind a break anyway.
All right, then. Why not?
Try not to lie down, I'll fall asleep.
Oh, did you have a bad night?
No. Well, I was awake thinking about this hospital appointment.
Oh.
Not worrying, just thinking.
Yeah, well.
David, are you having second thoughts?
No.
Look, it's just that you don't seem too keen to talk about it, that's all.
Well, that's why we're seeing the surgeon, isn't
no,
it?
No, between us. You and me. You're not still worried, are you?
About what?
I don't know. I mean, I know it's not a minor operation, but it's pretty routine nowadays.
I know. I'm not worried about that.
So what is it?
Nothing.
David.
It's nothing.
Hey, come on, you two. Nice slacking.
Oh, hi, Kenton.
You want your free case of plonk. You're going to have to work for it, you know. Oh. Sorry, did I interrupt something?
No.
We were just talking
about... No, just talking about the kids, hoping they're not messing around down there.
Oh, right.
And, well, I've got a hospital appointment next week.
Huh? Ruth?
It's okay, I'm not ill. I'm going to see a plastic surgeon. Oh. I'm having a breast reconstruction.
Yeah? Ooh, oh, that's great news.
Yeah, well... Exciting for me, anyway.
Yeah.
Bit daunting, all the same.
It must be. Still, I mean, it's incredible what they can do these days. Isn't that right, Dave?
Yeah.
Well, there's a way to go yet. It's only my first appointment with the plastic surgeon.
Hey, Kenton, are you heading off anytime soon?
Yeah, I've got to go and check in at the calf. Why?
Oh, I just wondered if I could catch a lift.
Yeah, sure.
Do you think?
I ought to get back and see to the cars.
Really?
Yeah. It's okay. You stay with the kids. So you enjoy the picking. I'll just go and empty this. I'll see you later.
Any more glasses down here?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, thanks.
That's great picnic. Now see me through to the pub?
Well, you've your boss to thank for some of it.
Oh, yeah, I noticed the sterling gold.
Makes good sandwiches.
Yeah, might help boost the sales with this lot as well.
Yeah.
Though Oliver reckons it's doing well enough. That's why he's not here today. He's off with Ellen at her cheese festival.
Oh, yeah, I think somebody mentioned
it. Yeah, her cheese is up for an award or something. Sounds like an excuse for a booze-up, I reckon.
Hey, here he is.
Oh, yeah?
hiding away in the vines. Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I'd better get these back to the kitchen.
See ya.
See ya.
So, surprise, eh?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to see you till later.
Yeah, well, I couldn't leave you all alone on your birthday, could I?
Oh, that's nice.
So I've come to pick a few grapes, keep you company.
That has nothing to do with the free wine, then.
No, of course not.
Yeah, come on then, give us a hand with this, look.
So, 23. That's a good age to be.
Oh, you reckon?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I think this could turn out to be a good year all round.
What, you been looking at the stars or something?
It's just a feeling I've got.
Yeah, well, I'm due some good luck for a change. And I can't help noticing that you haven't brought my present with you.
Ah.
So I can't be that lucky. Still, I suppose I'll get over it.
I have got your present, actually. I just couldn't bring it out here with me, so there.
Yeah? Now, what was that then? Oh, have you got me a pony?
If you want to find out, you'll have to come back to the pub to get it.
No, sorry, hang on a sec.
Who is that? It's not Jazza, is it?
No, it's Tom. That's saying happy birthday.
Oh,
and we're all meeting up at the ball. Oh, great.
Oh, what time?
6.
That early?
Yeah, Tom, Roy, get a few quick ones in.
What about your present?
Well, you can give it me then. I reckon we're going to be there most of the night.
Thanks for this, Kenton.
Oh, no worries. Well, you seemed in a bit of a rush to get away.
Yeah.
Look, I know it's not really any of my business, Dave, but things okay with you and Ruth?
Why do you ask?
Oh, no reason. It's just, well, you know, this whole operation thing.
Well, what about it?
Well, stop me if I'm wrong, but you don't seem quite as set on the whole thing. Well, not as much as Ruth is, anyway.
Yeah, well,
I'd have thought you'd be pleased.
Well, it's complicated. It's kind of a long story.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
You know, you know all that fuss last year when Sam left us?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the reason he left, the real reason, is that he and Ruth were having an affair.
What? Sam and Ruth?
Yeah.
God, Dave. I'm sorry, I never even dreamt.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll spare you the grisly details.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's over now, Sam's gone, and we're still together.
Right.
And nobody else hears about this, okay? I mean it, Kenton, no one.
Of course.
Right? Well, it was, you know, I imagine it was tough at the time, it was very close, but we came through it.
So, when you say that it's over...
We're pretty much back where we were, but... But for my part, it has left me with a few, I don't know, issues, I suppose.
I bet it has.
So, now, when she suddenly announces that she wants a breast reconstruction...
Yeah?
Everything comes up to the surface again. I start imagining, you know, I start wondering all kinds of... stuff.
Surely it's got nothing to do with her and Sam.
I know, but why now? I mean, she seemed quite happy the way she was before.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for all I know, she wants to look good so she can go off with somebody else, maybe this time for good.
Hey, Dave.
No, I know, I'm probably being paranoid, but still...
Look, mate, think about it. I mean, you could turn all this around, you know. I mean, why shouldn't she do it? Maybe it's her way of making amends. I mean, maybe it's you that she wants to look good for.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just can't be sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Dave.
No, seriously, Kenton, forget I said anything.
Dave, please, wait. Look, I'll tell you one thing. It's not me you should be talking to. It's Ruth.
It's not that easy.
Yeah. I know, but, well, if she's all geared up for this op, and, well, if you're feeling the way that you do, it's not healthy, mate. So just talk to her about it, yeah?
Come on, in here.
Can't we do this downstairs?
No! Come on, shut the door.
Okay.
Now.
So come on in. Where is it?
Hold on. You can have your card first.
Okay.
There. I mean, it's nothing special. It's the best I could find in Borchester.
Oh. Oh, wishing you the best year ever. Oh, nice one, Fallon. Thank you.
Okay. Now, close your eyes. There. Go on then, open it.
Right. Yeah, okay. Oh. It's Optimus Prime.
You like it?
I like it, Fallon.
Well, I remember you saying...
God, it's fantastic.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is it like the one your mum gave away?
It's even better. It's vintage.
Oh, yeah, no, it's the original.
It's still in its box. Where'd you find it?
Oh, well, I have my sources, you know.
Oh, thank you, Fallon. You're amazing. It's the best present I've had in years.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. It was a bit of a risk.
Well, you needn't have worried. It's great.
Ed.
Wait till the lads see this.
Ed, there's something else. It's not a present. Something I want to say.
Oh, look at this. It still works and everything.
It's something I want to tell you.
Yeah, okay, look, I've got to go and show this to Tom.
Ed.
And Roy, they're going to be so jealous of real vintage Transformers.
Ed, wait, don't go yet.
I'm not going home, don't worry.
Yeah, but...
I'll see you down in the bar, okay?
Sorry, love. Got sidetracked.
Oh, that's okay. This'll be a while yet. Can you find me the frying pan?
Yeah, sure. So, Nigel must have been pleased today.
What?
Oh, with the turnout. Good number of pickers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing what the promise of some free wine will do for a crowd, eh? Here you go.
Thanks.
Oh, oh no!
It's okay, I got it.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, no, it's fine. Fine, look. There wasn't much in it.
Oh, I don't care about the oil canton.
Yes, I know that. Look. Why don't you sit down, eh? I can do all this in a minute. Come on. You've had a long day.
It's just been so exhausting. Trying to keep up appearances, pretend to be normal.
Yeah, well, you don't have to pretend anything now. You can relax, yeah?
Until Sunday. Then I'm back at work and it'll start all over again.
Look, maybe you should think about talking to Nigel and Elizabeth about everything.
No!
Look, they're probably going to have to know sooner or later. And, well, it would make things a lot easier for you if they knew what was going on.
I'm not ready. I couldn't handle it if they didn't believe me.
Well, they're family. Why would they not believe you?
Because they knew Owen. They liked him. Why should they believe me over him?
Because he lied to them, Kathy, like he lied to you.
I know, but...
Look, no buts. There never was an Owen. His name is Gareth Taylor, OK?
All right.
No, it's important. Owen King. He never existed. It was a con. Now, Nigel and Elizabeth, they know that. And they know you.
It's not just that. We still don't know if he's going to be charged, do we?
We'll find out soon enough.
Everything I felt at the time, it's all come flooding back.
Sweetheart, you've told your story. That is all you can do. It's police business now.
This may sound silly to you, but I'm worried. I'm worried that if...
If what?
If Owen Taylor's arrested and charged, he might get bail.
Ah, OK. Well...
He'll know I've gone to the police and made an accusation.
Yes.
He'll know I've accused him of rape. And he knows where I live. So what's to stop him coming here to find me?
The Archers was written by Simon Frith, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.